Clashes with Christians have thrust Nigeria into a state of emergency. Interns are urgently needed in India. And a European conference pushes missional living. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has declared a state of emergency. The move came to protect four states following attacks and threats from the terrorist group Boko Haram. A deadline aimed at Christians passed without incident, but the threat still exists. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says her translation teams are stressed but undeterred.
It's definitely creating a climate of uncertainty and increased their concern about how to continue carrying out their work. But they know that God's Word has the real power to change people's hearts, and that continuing to work forward in Bible translation is the best way to remedy the situation that they face.
Boko Haram is blamed for three murders this week that could be the precursor to a bloodbath. Smith says their team wants other Christians to pray for change.
Pray God's protection, but pray God's wisdom that these circumstances will actually yield opportunities to speak a testimony for Him and to make His name known and for hearts to be changed, because that's the ultimate solution.
Next, communities on the island of Mindanao, Philippines continue to pick up the pieces following a devastating flash flood. The December 16th tragedy killed more than 1,000 people. Even though the catastrophe hit 3 weeks ago, Food for the Hungry's Peter Howard says many are still affected.
About 750,000 people have been affected by this disaster, and at least 40,000 to 50,000 people are living in evacuation centers.
Food for the Hungry is partnering with two local churches to provide aid and the gospel. Now, FH is going to start child-friendly spaces to help traumatized kids cope. He says there,
they can go to school. And even if it's not in a school, a tented area, an area where they can be safe and away from all of the effects of the disaster, and learn and play and be children. And that protects them from the dangers that are going on around them.
$100 can help start one. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the next 10 days, Orphan Outreach needs to find six summer interns to head to India. Now, if you're feeling deja vu, it's because we've talked about this need before. But the deadline is fast approaching, and Orphan Outreach still has zero interns lined up. Tiffany Taylor says for those considering,
they would literally be with the children every day, working with these children, building relationships, sharing the love of the Lord.
And it's with kids that need it the most.
One of the reasons many of them are orphans is because AIDS has affected their families and themselves. So truly, it's on the front line of getting the gospel to people in just desperate need.
The internship is for the month of July, but if you're interested, hurry.
Our deadline for internship applications is January 15th. So we just urge people to go online. You can read a lot of more information about the trips, about past students who have been, and about the opportunity to go and serve in India.
Our website will direct you. Meanwhile, Medical Teams International has wasted no time moving forward in the new year. This week, they already have six mission teams on the ground in Cameroon, Cambodia, Guatemala, and Uganda. There were also supply teams in seven other countries, as well as 29 dental clinics this week, too. The teams demonstrate the love of Christ to people affected by disaster, conflict, and poverty. Check our featured links section for more details on how you can get involved. And according to the Joshua Project, there are still 376 unreached people groups in Europe. But Operation Mobilization is working to send out believers to reach the unreached. This week marks the end of OM's second European MissionNet Congress. Over 2,500 people from 40 nations gather to learn how to live more missional lifestyles. Pray that the impact of what these young believers learned this week will help reach Europe with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you love those color ministry calendars, don't you? Vision Beyond Borders has one, too. You want to make their 2012 ministry calendar available to you to not only help keep track of your busy schedule, but to remind you to pray for their work with people all over the world, including the Karen people of Burma. Get your 2012 VBB calendar by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.